This podcast is explicit.
Welcome to the end, friend. Boys, look who it is.
All right, yeah. That's we're here. It's
back on.
It's past Three Kings Gay.
Three Kings Gay was great for me. I hope everyone else had a great Kings Gay.
And we're gonna. I was gonna say something like, if you're listening to this show because of who knows what.
If you're listening to this show, just thank you. Thanks, man.
Our mental health.
I'm in charge now.
Is that him?
I think that.
I'm in charge now.
So this new gadget stand has brought a slew of pirates into the fold.
The mean
streets of gadget stand.
Okay.
And one of them is pretty unique, and I like his name, I like his picture, and I like what he does on the board. And his name is Patches the Pirate.
Now, what? Why? I'm looking at this picture.
Yes.
So, he has a lot of eyeballs.
He does.
I can't tell how many.
I can't tell what's eyeballs and what's barnacles and what's maybe piercings.
I see seven. I see about seven eyes. Some of them have patches on
over them.
Yeah.
I like his fucking, gold...
animation?
Wristband? Is that a wristband there?
Yeah. Well, it all depends. Is that his penis? Then it might be a Prince Albert.
Yeah.
Or it could just be a protection, a ward of some sort.
Mm. Or a cock ring.
A cock ring of sorts.
But if it's in his arm, then it's a bracer maybe? Or armband? A bracelet?
I don't know. What is this guy? Is he some sort of Cthulhu, C'thon creature?
I think he is.
Who went rogue?
I think he is a descendant of C'thon somehow, because there's tentacles, there is weird scaly stuff, there's teeth. I literally don't know where he fits in the world of Warcraft and friends, but I do know he has a great gold brim pirate hat, pretty sweet sword, and he has a very unique power.
Yeah, so let's read his flavor text here.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do sailors yell when Patches steals their treasure chest full of laws and other things being transported to Parliament for a vote? The ayes have it.
Wow. That was a long way to go for a not very funny joke.
That was lame.
So he's a one-cost, 1-1 pirate with charge.
Okay.
But his text says, after you play a pirate, summon this minion from your deck.
Okay. So what I'm seeing here is time to oil up says, best part is Blizzard completely favors mindless aggro and won't ever consider fixing this. So is this an aggro card?
Yes, it is going to be for an aggro tempo kind of piratey deck. What your ideal situation you want on this is you get another one-cost pirate in your hand, and you do it first turn, 1 point. You have two pirates on the board, and one of them, at least one of them, is going to have charge. And so you're going to start off with board control, and it's just going to kind of ramp up from there.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, Drezkaled says, this is what Blizzard says. Uh-huh. We believe charge to be a problematic mechanic that is oftentimes overpowered or broken, and we will carefully consider the next time we add it to a minion, then they make patches.
Well, I think that if you are going to complain about this obviously already broken game,
yeah,
it's like, I don't play Hearthstone because it is... fair.
Yeah.
it's a random, crazy, mechanics, bonanza.
Yeah.
That's why I play Hearthstone.
Apparently, over 20 only 9.2% of this poll believe this is a bad card. 16.2% say dust it.
Wow.
And they talk about meta-defining. This is a meta-defining card. Yeah. A lot of hate on this.
Wow.
There's a lot of hate.
I didn't know it was so controversial.
But here's the thing. He's a dragon card, so he's hard to get. He's 1,600 mana.
He's a legendary.
Yeah, he's a legendary. Yeah. So, I mean, as far as a legendary, I think he's a pretty weak legendary.
Fucking 1-1-1 charge. Yeah. Basically, it means he comes out and he kills something.
Yes.
And that's
Or he does one damage to your hero. That's it.
But I think that the beauty of this card, though, is if he's in your deck and you have a pirate-heavy deck, I mean, that's the only reason you would run him.
Oh, yeah.
He's guaranteed to always show up.
Yes.
Which is kind of neat.
Well, you know what? There is a card for the C'Thun that when he's on the board, you automatically, if he survives at the end of his turn, he brings a 12-point card minion into your hand from your deck. So I was making a C'Thun deck that the only 10-point card I had was C'Thun, and that dude, I dropped him in. So you can work around it, but this is like the exact bottom of the barrel opposite in terms of...
Do you know what
I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know if this Patches the Pirate is in your hand. And you play another pirate. I wonder if he still gets pulled out from your hand.
It says deck.
Yeah, it does say deck.
So you need a mulligan out of him.
So and I guess the reason they would do that, because I was thinking, because there's all that like +1/+1 to everything that's in your hand. Ugh. That would make him very dangerous. But since you can't do that.
Yeah.
I get that. But
well, maybe, you know, yeah. You throw him down or throw down a cheap pirate later in the game.
Uh-huh.
And then this guy pops out and then you buff him.
Exactly. I was trying to think because like, I think the Paladin has the most access to buffs to cards.
Give him a 3 damage, Divine Shield him, and then he can...
Yeah, but I don't think he has access to a ton of pirates. He would have to just be the neutral pirates because it seems like a lot of the pirates end up in the rogue deck.
Although, you know, I was looking at it, there are a few other pirates in other, I think Warrior has some pirates.
That's right. That's true. Warrior has some pirates.
A lot of pirate stuff is weapon manipulation.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So I think there's even actually a shaman one.
Yeah, maybe.
But, I mean, that's a whole level of play I've not gotten into.
Yeah,
the weapon manipulation.
I remember in the beginning, I was all like, I don't like pirates, and I dusted all my pirates. Just to get some extra nuts. And now I'm kind of like, I wish I had more pirates.
I don't know. I've never even seen Patches in play yet.
Oh, really? He's popped up a lot. I mean, he doesn't win the game per se, but he just gives you a really good opening and kind of puts you on your heels. I mean, when you're going into turn one and there's already two things on the board.
Aren't there pirates that boost off of other pirates?
Yeah.
Yes.
There's another great one. There's that one pirate that summons another pirate. And so if you're able to play him, summons another pirate, and then summons Patches, then you're starting off like with the coin. I think that's a 2-point. So you're starting off, if you're going second, you got 3 pirates on the board.
Wow.
So Twitchy says you get Patches the Pirate. In your opening hand, you win 20% of your games. But Patches the Pirate, he works in your deck, not in your opening hand.
Yeah, I don't think Twitches is good at Hearthstone. I'm sorry.
You get Small-Time Buccaneer opening hand, you win 80% of your games. Well, whoop-de-fucking-do. Let's play another round of flip the coin and let my opening hand decide if I win or lose the game. So, Twitchy, listen.
Why do nerds get so angry, Blake?
I don't know.
Look at this card is great. This is what says. This card is great, but people are overrating the capability of this card, even exaggerating it to the point that this card might get nerfed in the future. How could you nerf a 1-1?
How can you nerf? It's a 1-0 now. Yeah. So as soon as he gets summoned, he just dies. Yeah.
You can make him 2 points.
No, you can make a rule. Dies at the end of your turn.
But here's the other thing, so too. You can make him however many points you want him to be.
That's true, because you're never going to pay.
Yeah, he's just going to get...
We should make him 400 points. That's how they'll nerf him. They're always a 400-point card.
You know what?
It should make him like a 12-point card, but then buff his stats.
Ooh. Yeah. A 12-12-12.
Ooh, Jesus. The thing is, these nerds... way too excited about this shit. I just want to have fun.
Yeah.
This happens like all across the board. Like, people getting angry at Rogue One. I'm like, guys, it was just a really fun... like, I don't know. I was talking to someone who says that, like, Rogue One wasn't very good.
It wasn't very good.
And then, like, Episode 7 was way better.
It was better.
Yeah. See?
Okay. All right. Okay. I see.
All right, guys. Oh. Enjoy. Hey, if you get Patches the Pirate, don't disenchant him.
No.
Make this pirate thing happen.
Yeah. Enchant him.
Take him out. We're bringing pirates back.
It's Trump America.
Yeah.
We're bringing piracy back.
Arr.